So in an era when so many companies are competing for your subscription dollar, what do you think? Would you pay $5 for just a handful of shows? Or as Apple calls them, stories to believe in? So it's a subject I've been pondering about all week since the Apple event when Apple announced the pricing for Apple TV, just $5, yet there's only 8 shows and 1 documentary at launch on November 1st. I'm Jefferson Graham. You're listening to Talking Tech. Apple's move is bold, especially considering that the arcade gaming service, which is also $5 monthly and launching this Thursday, boasts of 100 games. Now, Apple TV isn't just $5. It's actually free for anybody for 1 year who buys a new iPhone, iPad, or Macintosh computer. But compared to Netflix and its bulk of original shows, Apple's cupboard is really bare. But how about to the other services? I mean, Apple, yes, it has the lowest price of any of the premium subscription services, but only by a dollar. CBS All Access and Hulu both start at $6 for their ad-supported services. In terms of bulk, CBS has its entire primetime lineup. It touts thousands of episodes of TV shows, including oldies like I Love Lucy and Cheers. But in the original department, isn't actually that far off from Apple. It promotes just 7 series on its website. They include The Good Fight, 2 new Star Trek series, a remake of The Twilight Zone, and the acclaimed Why Women Kill. Hulu, on the other hand, has way more, with most of the primetime offerings of NBC, ABC, and Fox, and it lists nearly 60 original series, movies, and documentaries, including the Emmy-winning The Handmaid's Tale, along with a library of older movies and TV series as well. For $2 more than Apple TV Plus, you can get Disney Plus, launching November 12th, and its complete library of classics, along with new series that include The Mandalorian, based on Star Wars movies, an update of the High School Musical franchise, the return of the Disney Channel classic Lizzie McGuire, and a live-action remake of the 1955 film The Lady and the Tramp. As you go up the pricing escalator, Netflix is next, starting at $9 monthly, or $13 or $16 if you want to watch in 4K and on more screens. And Amazon Prime Video works out to about $10 a month or $120 yearly. It's packaged with the Prime shipping and entertainment service. Again, Netflix and Amazon offer thousands of shows, mostly library movies and TV programs through the years, along with less than 100 original TV series. Can Apple survive with just a handful, even if they have stars like Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon in the lead? We'll see, won't we? Listeners, what do you think? I'd love to hear from you on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Please subscribe to the show wherever you listen to online audio, and I'll be back at you tomorrow with another quick hit from the world of tech.